Here's something a bit different, called rites of passage. Rites of passage were puberty rites that you get in most primitive tribes. Like a boy would be sent into the jungle to kill a lion or something like that. It was to prove that he had entered manhood. As society got less primitive, the rites became more symbolic. Thus, in Rome, it was simply a change of toga from the tunic or whatever a boy wore to the toga of the man. Jews have the bar mitzvah at about the age of, I think, 14, isn't it? And strangely enough, most Western Gentiles don't have the coming of age ceremonies till 21. I don't know what people are supposed to do between puberty and 21 years old. It's always struck me as an extremely long time. But anyway, this symbolic time, the 21st birthday, the bar mitzvah, the acquiring of the toga virilis, was originally accompanied by some sort of test or some sort of feat. And in this poem, I have a son addressing his father in a rather sinister kind of way. And the son thinks that he is turning into a horned animal, like maybe a deer or something. And at the end, it seems that he is threatening to castrate his father, which is an old European custom, which you find, by which I mean that you find this in some of the oldest Greek myths of Zeus and Kronos. Kronos had all these children by, I think, the earth, Kronos being time. Time and earth had these children and kept on eating them. And one of them was Zeus, and Zeus decided the only way to stop his father from all this business was to castrate him, which he did. And then Zeus had these dreadful incestuous exploits. Anyway, this is something else. This is a boy speaking to his father. Rites of passage. Something is taking place. Horns bud bright in my hair. My feet are turning hoof. And father, see my face. Skin that was damp and fair is bark-like and feel rough. See grey top how I shine. I rear, break loose, I neigh, snuffing the air, and harden toward a completion, mine. And next I make my way, adventuring through your garden. My play is earnest now. I canter to and fro. My blood, it is like light. Behind an almond bough, horns gaudy with its snow, I wait, live, out of sight. All planned before my birth, for you, old man, no other, whom your groin's trembling warns. I stamp upon the earth a message to my mother, and then I lower my horns.